Halloween was always scary to me. I loved it. My mother used to let me become whatever scary creature I could dream up. I always seemed to have the best costume at any costume party I attended. People always wanted to know what I was going to dress up as. I always kept a tight lip on things because the element of surprise was always my friend. I loved Halloween. It was one of the happiest times of my life. Not anymore, though. The last year I celebrated Halloween was 14 years ago. The year was 1997. If you want to do the math, I'm 24 now, a grown man. And I still have nightmares of what transpired. It was not a happy time for anyone. Now that I look back, I could say it was the beginning of the end. It all started when I was with my best friend Mark at a campfire story event my park district was holding. Most of the stories were just boring folklore tales that I had heard over and over as I grew up, and our counselor Steve was doing his best to scare us. Towards the end of the evening, he reached deep into his bag of stories and accomplished his goal. I don't know if that last story of the night was appropriate for some of the younger kids that were 6 or 7, but I could handle it. I was 10.
Do you guys want to hear something scary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we can listen.
Okay.
It'd be neat.
I'm ready.
When I was a young teen boy, much like yourselves, there was this old, abandoned cemetery just down the street from my house.
A cemetery?
One Halloween night, when I was all alone, I walked through it and came across a dead oak tree near the back fence. Next to that dead oak tree was a tombstone covered with moss, and a poem was written on it. The light from the moon shining through the branches casted shadows that made it hard to read the engraving, but I squinted. I stood and shivered as I read every word out loud that was carved upon it. It was the scariest thing that I had ever read. Since then, I have never been the same. After reading the words carved on that tombstone, they were carved into my brain.
Yeah.
I've never
Quiet.
Been able to forget that scary poem. Never, ever. Do you guys want to hear what was written on it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Are you all sure you want to hear it? I'll give you a chance to back out now. Because it could change you as much as it has changed me. It could scar you for life.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Anyone else?
Creepy.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Super
creepy.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Really creepy.
Stop.
Quiet.
Quiet.
Yeah.
One misty cold night, I dreamed a dream. When I burst from my bed, I almost screamed. It was of a machine that could travel in time, travel ahead to see the future sunshine. But when I arrived, it was dark and scary. I arrived in an eerie cemetery. And when I looked at the markings made on the graves, I saw the one where my body was laid. It took me with shock. I burst from my bed. I now know the date when I will be dead. My heart gave out. I died from fright, for the date displayed was that misty, cold night.
Were those words really carved on a gravestone, Counselor Steve?
Steve just smiled and nodded at little Tommy, whose question seemed to feed Steve's desire to scare everyone. Well, everybody shivered except me. I knew it was just a story. No one could have written a poem about their death after they died. Besides, it was Halloween night. I knew Steve had a goal to scare us. Well, it worked on everyone except me. Since the stories were over and the night grew late, some of the younger kids were tired from being up for so long, and I'm sure their parents were waiting for them in the parking lot. I stood up and turned to my best friend Mark, who sat across the fire from me.
You ready?
Yeah.
Mark seemed a bit shaken from the whole experience. He kept looking back at Counselor Steve and not getting up from off the ground as all the scared little children huddled around Counselor Steve's legs.
Dude, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it was just a story.
Yeah, Steve's just trying to scare us.
I can't believe Steve split us up again.
Yeah, he says we giggle like a couple of girls.
How could he be serious?
Mark was stronger than most of the kids in the neighborhood. We went to school together and he was very good at sports. He could outrun, outdodge, outjump anyone. He had this cool little dodging thing he learned while playing football. Every time you'd think he'd be going one way, he'd twist around on you and end up going the other way on you. Everyone wanted Mark to be on their team if we were doing any game with any physical characteristic to it. Mark was a lot of fun. He was my best friend.
So what do you want to do then?
Want to go to the cemetery?
Cemetery? Nah. Hey, do you have the key to the bike lock?
Yeah, here. So, you want to go then?
Where?
The cemetery, duh.
Nah, I'm just gonna go home. I got things to do, and my mom might get worried.
Slow down, Mark. You're shaking. I'll unchain it. There. Come on. It's not so far away.
Look, Dino. My watch says that it's kind of late, and I should really be getting home.
Come on, Mark. It's only 9 o'clock. You've stayed up much later than this before.
Yeah, sometimes.
Hey, it's Friday night. Don't let Steve's stories get to you. They're just stories. Besides, maybe we'll run into Laura and Lisa.
Yeah, all right. Is it my turn to carry the bike chain, or is it yours?
I think it's yours.
All right, let's go. Laura and Lisa await.
This Halloween was a little different. Well, at least it felt different. Something in the air. Something I just couldn't put my finger on. The fog on the ground was much thicker than I'd ever seen it. It was a black mist, not a white haze like most fog is. The color of it was amazing, alluring, and haunting at the same time. It almost felt like it was pulling me in. I wanted to get closer to it and touch it. I wanted to crawl beneath it and disappear.
You think they're up here?
Well, it is Halloween, and this is the oldest cemetery in town. Who wouldn't want to be up here?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Hey, who do you think is more prettier, Laura or Lisa?
They're both pretty. Why? Who do you think is prettier?
Lisa was the one I liked. I wasn't sure if Lisa actually liked me, but I wanted to stake my claim before Mark could.
They're both pretty, but I think Lisa likes me.
Lisa? Really? How do you know?
I don't know. The way she talks to me in the hall. She likes me.
So, you've never heard her say it or have anyone tell you that she likes you?
No, but I can tell.
How?
I just know.
I think you gotta screw loose, Dino. Lisa likes Jim Francis.
No way!
Yeah way, dude. I heard someone say it at school.
Someone like who?
I don't know. Some girl.
Whoa. What's up with that?
Oddly enough, as we arrived, we found the cemetery gates wide open.
Must be someone else in there. I've never seen these gates unlocked this late.
Not unlocked, Dino.
Look.
Someone cut the lock off.
Knock it off, Mark. You're acting like you already saw a ghost.
What do you mean already?
Probably some kids broke it open earlier to play inside. It's Halloween, remember?
I don't know, Dino.
It's not like Mark to be so timid. He's normally pretty gutsy, and we've been in the cemetery dozens of times.
You're not so freaked about Counselor Steve's stories, are you?
No.
Now, knowing that I can always talk Mark into anything as long as I debate it long enough, I decided to take my usual approach.
We don't have to go by any of the graves or anything. We can just stick to the road.
You really think they're in here?
Sure I do.
Okay, last one in is the rotten egg.
Hey, wait up! Hey, wait up, Mark!
Mark had always been the stronger and faster one between us. I had a hard time beating him if we raced. Mark had 5 older brothers he practically had to wrestle with on a daily basis, and I used to think that that was a tough life and that was the reason why he was such in good shape. I only had 1 younger sister, but sometimes I wish I had 5 older brothers. I had to do a lot of the chores my sister couldn't handle and my father didn't have time for. Mark never mowed his lawn alone, shoveled his snow alone, or raked his leaves alone. The only thing he really had to do was make his bed and help his older brothers do the big stuff that I had to do alone at my house. With all the extra work I was doing around my house, you'd think I'd be the stronger and faster one.
It's kind of quiet tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Shh, listen. For what?
Anything.
Wait.
What's wrong, Mark?
Look over there. Is that a guy over there?
Where?
Right there. I'm pointing right at him, can't you see?
I don't see anything, Mark.
Shh, I'm not kidding, Dino. He's right there, up about 50 feet.
Is he standing behind a tree or something?
No, can't you see him? He's just standing there looking at us with that cape on.
Cape?
Shh, he might hear us.
Mark dropped his bike, and to my disbelief, he started walking toward the trees. Now, I've known Mark to be pretty bold in our past, but I've never known him to be this bold. I squinted my eyes in the direction of Mark's walk, and just then, I saw the man in the cape. I dropped my bike and ran toward Mark.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna find out what this guy's doing here.
Are you mental?
I was worried that the man could hear our conversation since we were getting closer. Then I thought to myself, is Mark just playing a joke on me? He couldn't have recognized this man from this distance. He's only a silhouette. I grabbed Mark's shoulders and turned him toward me, but he kept looking at the man in the cape.
Mark, are you out of your mind? Hey, you weirdo! Why are you wearing that cape? You think you're Batman or something?
My jaw dropped open as I looked toward the man in the cape, awaiting his reply. And I tried blinking my eyes, trying to adjust to the low light.
Hey, Batman! Where's Robin?
Hey, are you trying to get us killed?
Yeah.
Mark broke free of my hold, and he started running in one of his football tackling poses toward the man in the cape.
Get out of here, Batman! This is our turf!
I ran after Mark in reluctant support. As he came within 20 feet of the man, he stopped and instead turned toward me and tackled me to the ground, bellowing this evil laugh.
Bring the knife here! I'll cut his throat so he can't scream.
My eyes widened, adrenaline built up, and my life flashed before my eyes. I screamed at the top of my lungs, and with all the strength I had, I tossed Mark off
me.
Mark fell to the side. He rolled on his back and laughed uncontrollably.
What are you doing, Mark?
I squinted toward the man in the cape, realizing that he had definitely gotten closer.
It's a tree, Dino. A little pine tree, not Batman.
I looked toward the tree, but I could still see a man in a cape.
Dino, I had you going good, man. You should have seen the look on your face. I mean, I had you going real good.
I squinted again toward the pine tree, still not totally sure if Mark's actually right. Mark then walked right up to the tree, reached out, and shook its branch.
Nice doing business with you, Mr. Tree Man.
My heart was still pounding pretty heavily. I shook my head with a smile on my face in slight disbelief of what Mark just pulled on me.
Dude, don't do that to me. Dude, I'm serious. That's not cool. My heart's beating like a jackhammer. And I'm sweating like a pig. Are you about ready, Mr. Con Man?
Sure. Here, Dino, let me help you up.
As Mark helped me up and we brushed ourselves off, I saw two people grabbing our bikes and riding off with them.
Hey!
Aw, man!
We both started running toward the thieves. I was actually able to run much faster than Mark since my adrenaline was still pumped up. But to no avail. The thieves on our bikes were too fast for our feet.
Oh, great! My mom's gonna kill me! This stinks! This really stinks!
Now what?
We walk. Well, thank you, Captain Obvious. What's up with that? I mean, we're in a cemetery, a place of respect and old dead people. No bad stuff ever happens here.
Yeah, except people dying.
I'm serious, Dino. What morons would steal our bikes?
Yeah, we were just minding our own business, having a regular old wrestling match, talking to a tree on Halloween night in a dark cemetery.
Yeah, I had you going, though.
Yeah, you got me.
So we walked toward the exit, trying to decide whether or not to go to the police, or to see if our friend Jim Francis had anything to do with the disappearance of our bikes. As we reached the exit, I pointed to the fence just outside the gate.
Hey,
That's where we would have chained him up.
Shut up, Dino. So now where, Mr. Funnybone? The police or Jim's house?
Well, if we go to the police, we'll have to explain what we were doing in the cemetery this late. And they probably blame us for the broken lock on the gate.
Well, I guess we go see if Jim's up first.
I really hope his dog's not outside.
Yeah, that dog is nasty.
Now, our friend Jim Francis was one sick-minded individual. He collected roadkills and stored them in his backyard. He waited for their skin to fall off and then collected their bones. He did, however, have one of the most awesome collections of weapons any of us had ever seen. From knives, swords, ninja stars, blowguns, crossbows, and BB guns, to name a few. One summer weekend, Jim convinced a group of us to get together and play a parody game of cowboys and Indians with our BB guns. Of course, we all wore our winter jackets and we used swimming goggles, thinking it would be good eye protection. The main rule was that you couldn't pump up your BB rifle more than once, and never, ever shoot anyone in the face. That wouldn't stop Jim. He was crazy. Needless to say, everyone but Jim was bleeding within a half hour of our game. As we reached Jim's house, we listened for his dog.
I don't hear him.
Okay, then you jump the fence.
Now, Jim's bedroom was on the second floor. The only way to get his attention was to either throw small pebbles at his window or tap on it with a large stick. Since both of us had the misfortune of throwing a rock a little bit too wild and waking up Jim's parents, we decided to use the stick method. We both searched for one long enough to reach Jim's window. There had to be one nearby because we often used this method to get Jim out of bed.
I found one. Uh-oh. Jim's dog?
Although we were smart enough to keep from screaming, nothing we could do could silence the fence as we hastily scaled it. Jim's dog was no help in keeping our presence a secret either. Just as we cleared the fence and started to run toward the street, we heard a very familiar voice.
Hey, boneheads!
It was our friend, Jim Francis.
Sonny, stop barking!
Hey, are your parents home?
Nope, they're on vacation. Go around front, I'll let you in.
You think he's got him?
I don't know. I hope so.
So I guess you guys are looking for your bikes, huh?
You moron! Open up this door!
Okay, okay. Keep your shirts on.
Hey, Dino. As soon as he opens the door, tackle him to the ground, okay?
All right.
Get off me!
Dude, what's your problem? You're moments away from a major swirly.
I didn't take them, Bucko. Lisa and Laura did. I saw them riding around in the park.
Are you sure that they were our bikes?
Let me go so I can get up. And yeah, I'm sure. How could I mistake that stupid green metallic paint job?
Hey, a bike's a bike.
My parents were never ones for a lot of money. I rarely had anything brand new. Jim, on the other hand, was spoiled rotten to my standards.
How long ago did you see him?
About a half hour ago.
Good. Maybe we can find our bikes at the park, and we won't have to walk home.
We better get out of here, then.
Yeah, before they leave the park.
Can I come with?
Nah.
No.
Yeah, no.
We have to do this on our own, Jim.
Yeah, we'll call you tomorrow.
Walking to the park was a bit different than riding to the park as we always did before. We talked about how cool it would be to fly. Superpowers always seemed to be a topic of conversation for us. Mark always wanted to have the power of flight. I always thought that Spider-Man was more talented than any of the flying superheroes, because he had to figure out where he was going to cast his next web and execute it quickly or he'd fall. Superman had no fear of falling. He could fly. What kind of skill is that? We could never come to an agreement. Better to me meant more talent or more skill. Better to Mark meant more powerful. This debate would always end with a dispute about bullets. You know, how Superman can have them bounce off him and Spider-Man could avoid them because of his spider sense. Well, the debate lasted us long enough to get to the park.
What is that awful smell?
Smell?
Ew! What is that?
Just then we saw this dim-witted zombie growling toward us and still in costume.
What the?
Hey, Bud, you smell the part real well.
We let the guy get closer. He was kind of amusing, but smelled a bit. We went toward him and kind of walked around him, checking him out.
Are you okay there, guy?
I was thinking maybe this is just a guy that got beat up at the park and had the misfortune of being in a zombie costume because it was Halloween.
Hey, is it Mr. Aldrich?
The butcher from uptown?
Yeah, it sort of looks like him, don't it?
Let me get a better look. Sort of. But I'm not so sure it's him.
Now, Mr. Aldrich isn't the type of guy to go dressing up for Halloween. It's not his style. He's more apt to hand out candy at a store. Besides, the makeup on this guy was awesome.
Hey, Mr. Aldrich, is that you? Are you okay?
Watch out, Dino! Ow! Run, man, run!
Mark and I started running as quick as we could, but that zombie guy was right on our tails. Mark actually started passing me up.
Hurry, Dino, come on!
I started to get worried that I wouldn't catch up with him.
Wait up, Mark! Hey, slow down! Come on, Mark! Come on, Dino, come on! Maybe you could slow down!
I had no idea where that zombie guy was, but I wasn't willing to turn around and look.
Run! I'm coming! Hey, slow down! Come on, Mark!
When I finally caught up with Mark, we collapsed on a park bench where we thought it was a safe distance from the guy.
That was weird. No kidding. What do you think was on that wacko's mind? Think he was trying to scare us or something?
I don't know.
He did a good job of scaring us. He nearly got you, too.
Nearly? Hey, he tore my shirt. Look! Dude, I think I'm bleeding.
Really? Is it bad? Let me see it. It's not bleeding.
Well, it's nearly bleeding.
You'll live. Trust me.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one that's nearly bleeding.
You're not bleeding.
I know. I'm almost bleeding.
Almost is not absolutely.
We sat there a couple minutes discussing my scratch and trying to figure out what to do about our bikes. And then all of a sudden, we heard a cracking sound behind us.
What was that?
Flash!
Aw, nuts! He's back! Watch it, Dino! Use the bike chain on him.
Yeah. Good idea.
Give me your flash!
Come get some, you monkey!
Yeah!
Get behind me, Dino.
I want your tasty chops.
Tasty chops? What a loser.
If you come any closer to us, I'll crack your head open with this chain.
Yeah, so you just stay away if you know what's good for you.
You can't hit him, Mark. He's just playing with us. He's just the guy in makeup.
I need your tasty chops.
With that voice? No way.
And what if I'm right? Are you willing to go to jail over this? He didn't hurt us or anything. He's just trying to scare us. It's a Halloween prank.
This guy nearly scratched you.
It's not worth it, Mark. You could really hurt him with that chain.
Where is Margaret?
Margaret who?
Your flesh will be mine.
No, it won't.
Throw the bike chain at his legs, Mark, so we can get away.
Are you sure?
You cannot be saved.
You got a better idea? Just aim low.
Your flesh will be mine.
Mark swung the chain above his head as quick as he could and let it go at a blinding speed, nailing the zombie in the head rather than his legs like we had planned.
Take this, you monkey! Go, go, go!
That wasn't his legs, Mark.
Yeah, but he won't be getting up for a little while now.
Wanna bet?
Come here!
Run, man, run!
I'm coming!
Get you for that.
Hey, slow down. Come on,
Mark and I sprinted across the park, we could hear the zombie guy behind us, and he wasn't walking anymore. He was running, and quite fast, too. We had to find some cover somewhere. The playground looked to be our best bet.
Here, get in that tube.
What if he finds us in there?
We'll go out the other side. It's better if he passes us up than following us to our houses.
What if he has a friend to trap us in the tube?
No time to think, Dino. Just get in there.
This is a bad idea, Mark.
Trust me, this'll work.
Shh. Quiet. He's getting closer.
I can smell you. So tasty. So fleshy. All I want is a bite. One small bite.
Mark looked really scared, but I was also about to crawl out of my skin. The best thing we could do is just keep still.
The scent of your flesh makes me drool. I know you're hiding close to me. I can smell you. So tasty.
Mark motioned to me that he was going to thrust his feet out at the zombie as soon as he came to the opening of the tube we were in. I braced his back the best I could so that Mark could do the most damage.
Monkey!
Get out of here, man! Go! Just go! Go! Go!
I'm going!
Yes!
Come on, Dino, go!
Oh, man, get out of here!
No, you can kick that monster off!
I'll get you too.
If we could get to the downtown area, I think we could lose him.
If he's not a zombie and just a guy we bashed his face off, then going in town's not really gonna matter.
He started it, Dino. He scratched you.
He almost scratched me.
Here, go in the restaurant. Okay, he almost scratched you and you're almost bleeding.
Yeah, but you hit him in the face with a heavy bike chain.
Uh-huh. After he wouldn't stop chasing us, and after he scratched, almost scratched you. Oh, and did you see his face?
Party of two?
No, we're waiting for our mom.
Okay, hon. Why don't you both sit down over there till she shows up?
Okay.
What about his face?
I messed him up with that bike chain.
No kidding, Mark. I told you to throw it at his feet, not his face. Ugh. Now he's mad, and he's injured too. He's gonna call the police on us. We're in so much trouble.
Dino, that was a real zombie. His skull was visible from where his flesh got knocked off.
Has someone helped you yet?
Yeah, but we're waiting for someone.
Okay, not a problem.
Mark, I hope it's no news to you that anytime you hit someone in the face with a bike chain, their skin's liable to fall off.
Especially if they're a zombie.
He wasn't a zombie. There's no such thing as zombies.
His face wasn't bleeding. One, it was just an open wound with a bone sticking out of it. Two, he's a zombie.
That was just your vivid imagination.
And three, what about his voice?
Easy, he got some sound speaker thing. It's all part of his Halloween costume.
Oh, and four, that smell?
Maybe he didn't take a bath today. Besides, he used the words tasty chops. No zombie's gonna say those words.
No way, I'm not buying it. I got four reasons that say he's a full-fledged zombie.
Whatever, Mark. Either way, I think we lost him. I really gotta go home.
So we're not gonna hang out here?
Not me. So far, we've lost our bikes and the bike chain, and the only thing left is my life.
Okay, do you think it's safe to leave?
I don't know. I can't see past these windows. They're so fogged up. It looks clear. Let's go.
Okay, so what's the plan?
We'll go to your house first, and then I guess I can walk home alone.
Okay, let's go.
Just walk so we don't draw attention to ourselves.
Good idea.
Since Mark's house was on our way home, he was lucky enough to have company for his walk. I, on the other hand, had to walk an extra 6 blocks to my house. And I had to do it alone.
Home, sweet home.
Yeah, for you.
You'll be okay. I'm sure we lost him. I'll call you tomorrow.
All right, see ya.
Now, I'm not one for being afraid of most things, but the combination of Counselor Steve's stories, Mark's prank, and that weirdo at the park really got to me. Instead of walking at a halfway normal pace that I'd often use, I found myself walking at top speed. I tried all I could to convince myself that everything that I had experienced was all fake or a coincidence, but nothing worked. I was in a frightened state of mind, much like how I felt when I climbed into my darkened basement after seeing a scary movie. I just couldn't control it. I found myself sprinting the rest of the way home. It was close to midnight. I was thinking that if my mom's up, she's probably worried. So I waited until I caught my breath before trying to enter my noiseless home. My mom always left me a note if she'd gone to bed. Sure enough, I found one. It said, "Don't forget to rake the leaves tomorrow." Well, at least I knew she'd gone to bed. I walked toward my bedroom while fighting an insane urge to turn on every light on my way. I couldn't wait to reach the sanctuary of my bedroom and turn on my light. As I leaned against my bedroom door, I knew I was safe at last. At least that's what I thought. I couldn't go to sleep. Thoughts of that zombie-looking guy at the park plagued my mind. I couldn't shut my eyes for long. I heard some noise outside, but I couldn't muster up the guts to look out my window. Instead, I blamed it on the wind and tried to forget about it. I must have laid there about a half hour before deciding to go to the kitchen and get something to eat. I took my flashlight with me to ease my apprehensiveness. That ended up being a bad idea. Nothing looks more haunting than a flashlight's shadows hovering around a darkened room as you walk. I would have made it much easier on myself if I were to just close my eyes and get it over with. After eating a few cookies and a Suzy Q, I didn't employ the use of my flashlight. I didn't close my eyes either. My mind began to slow down and ease itself from the state it was in. I laid back down in my bed thinking how much my mom would hate it if she knew I was going to sleep after eating all that sugar without brushing my teeth. I guess you could say I was a bit rebellious. I didn't remember falling asleep, but the phone ringing next to my head with the light coming through the window shade made it a reality. I picked up the phone slowly and brought it to my ear.
Hello?
As I spoke, I realized that that pasty taste in my mouth was the wrath of my mom getting revenge.
Up yet?
No. I need some more sleep.
You're not gonna be able to sleep after you hear what I have to say.
Wanna bet?
The dead walk the earth.
What are you talking about, Mark?
I'm serious, Dino. The dead walk the earth. It's right here in the National Examiner. Looks like that guy that looked like Mr. Aldrich was for real.
You think it was Mr. Aldrich, then?
I don't know, Dino. I'll be right over and we could take a ride to the butcher shop and see if he's still there. Ah, nuts!
What?
Our bikes. Laura and Lisa still have them.
It looks like we're walking. Come on over. We can call him when you get here.
Okay, I'll see you in 20.
Wait, is it safe to walk these streets with zombies walking around?
Yeah, they're few and far between. Besides, no one has seen them out during daytime.
Okay, see you in 20 minutes. And bring the newspaper. I really want to see it.
I got out of my bed and waddled to the bathroom. I flicked on the light and exposed my teeth to the mirror. Tastes worse than it looks, I thought. After brushing my teeth and doing the regular morning things I do, the doorbell rang.
I got it!
Ready?
Yeah, but did you want to call Lisa's house first?
Nah, let's just stop by and surprise her.
Alright. Hey, Ma! I'm going out with Mark!
Okay, Dino, but don't forget, you have to rake the leaves today.
Yeah, I know. Do you like my new transportation? Your skateboard? Good idea. Let me get mine. Where's that newspaper?
Right here.
Page 16. It's just a small blurb. Let's see. Zombies, blah, 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 blah. And they want to unify with the living. What does that mean?
I don't know.
You think something this huge would be on the front page, even for the Examiner, right?
You'd think.
Maybe this is for real, and not a prank.
Maybe, but it's Halloween, right?
Yeah.
We better get going.
Let's go get our bikes from Laura and Lisa after we see Mr. Aldrich at the butcher shop.
Yeah, and see if his face is missing.
Using our skateboards was a lot slower than it would have been on our bikes. But we agreed that it was a lot more fun this way. We kind of missed it. We used to be skaters all the time. And then we were bikers. Seems like any fad that came around, we were doing it. We kept looking really close at the people along our way, wondering if that article in the Examiner was true, and there were zombies around us. But none of them looked like the guy we hit with the chain. I was hoping it wasn't Mr. Aldrich.
Well, here we are. I don't see him. I see Mrs. Aldrich, though.
Let's go in, then.
For what?
I don't know. We'll think of something.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Mrs. Aldrich. Is Mr. Aldrich around?
Oh, he's in back cutting up some tasty chops.
Tasty chops?
Did you need to speak to him, or can I help you with something?
Well, if he's not busy.
Hey, Paul, are you busy right now? You've got some company here.
Yes, Margaret. I'll be right there.
Margaret, isn't that what the zombie said?
How was your Halloween, boys?
Okay. And yours?
Oh, just fine.
What did you and Mr. Aldrich do for Halloween?
Now, what can I help you boys with?
You ask him, Dino. Well...
Hey! Cough it up, boy!
You see, Mark and I decided to make a movie with his dad's video camera, and it was gonna be a horror movie, and we were wondering if you could spare some blood and guts that you don't need.
Yeah.
Blood and guts? Huh. Where can I find blood and guts? This stuff up here won't do. But I have just the thing in the back. I'll be right back, boys.
Here you are, boys. Have a leftover piece of Halloween candy.
Thanks.
Cool. Breakfast.
Wow, you're hungry.
Hey, you think this will be enough?
Yeah, plenty.
Would you know anything about zombies?
He means making zombies with makeup for our movie.
No, boys. We are not in the theater business. You only gonna get blood and guts from us.
Well, thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich. This is awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, we better get going.
All right, you boys be careful now.
I guess it was just a fluke.
He didn't even have a smudge of leftover makeup on.
And he still had a face. It could just be a big hush-hush thing among a few people.
And maybe we're just blowing this thing out of proportion.
Yeah, maybe.
Looks like we're walking again. You can't ride your skateboard carrying that bucket, can ya?
Nope.
What are we gonna do with this bucket of blood and guts?
I don't know. I'm sure we can find something to do with it.
Sure can.
Hey, boys. You forgot your bike chain.
Well, that's my story. Since then, life's never been the same. The Wonder Fears was written, directed, and recorded by Dino Manzella. Cast included young Dino, played by Trevor Paulson. Mark was played by Nate Neeson. Counselor Steve was played by Alan Gofinski. Jim Francis was played by Nicholas Chisholm. Mr. Aldrich was played by Aaron Smith. Mrs. Aldrich was played by D.L. Ennison. Little Tommy Roden was played by Lexi Paulson, and Dino's mom was played by Pat Manzella. Also heard were Andy Pasek, Giannina Beasley, Krista Chisholm, Justin Fuerta, and Lisa Eldefer. Vocal direction was done by D.L. Ennison and narrated by myself, Dino Manzella. All Gothic music is done by and is property of Gregory III. For more information about the band, go to Gregory3.com. That's GRIGORI3.com. The Wonder Fears has a copyright date of 1992 with a registration number of TXU540165. All rights are reserved. If you're interested in doing this script as a short film, email Dino at afternight.com. That's Dino, D-I-N-O, at afternight, AFTERNIGHT.com. Thanks for listening. Have a good night.